I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. In Lebanon, the militant group Hezbollah began shelling northern Israel the day after Hamas's October 7 attacks. Camille Melki of Heart for Lebanon says,
in retaliation, Israel has been responding to that with maybe equal, if not more, aggressive firepower. And this has continued on since October 8, going on a daily basis, both parties exchanging fire alongside of the borders.
Heart for Lebanon is desperately trying to keep up with the need in Lebanon.
We pray that it ends soon because I don't know how much further can the country of Lebanon bear with these multiple crises at the same time.
Learn how you can pray on our website. And heavy rainfall continues to plague Kenya. The deluge is causing floods and landslides across 80% of the country. More than 280,000 people have been displaced by the floods since early April, and at least 277 have lost their lives. While a large percentage of Kenya's population knows and follows Christ, there are pockets of unreached people groups, mostly in the refugee community. Unknown Nations' Greg Kelly says these groups are affected by the flooding too.
It just creates a tremendous opportunity for us as a body of Christ to come alongside people, love them, and Jesus' name, but also let's not miss the opportunity to share the gospel where it's most needed.
Pray that responding Christians can identify groups who don't know the Lord and will share the gospel as they give out humanitarian aid.
What better time for the body of Christ to come alongside and to give them a blanket and also declare the love of Jesus?
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tell the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.